Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In God's tour of his soon-to-be dwelling, he now takes us to the first and largest piece of furniture seen by anyone entering the sacred court. Quote, "You shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze." Exodus 27, verses 1 and 2. Although the word bronze is used here, the Hebrew word means copper or bronze, a copper alloy, a fire-resistant metal that sheathed the acacia wood. Here we must make an important distinction. The journey from Egypt to Canaan began with the sacrifice of the Passover lamb. Thus, in type, the children of Israel illustrate a redeemed people. But in actual fact, speaking of that generation, quote, "The gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." Hebrews 4, verse 2. This is crucial to understand. A person like Moses can be a positive example, but be used as a negative type. As the lawgiver, he could not lead the people into rest. They needed a Joshua / Jesus to do that. Solomon, on the other hand, is a good type of Christ in his kingly glory, but is a poor example in his personal life. So the altar of sacrifice was a necessity for these people, who metaphorically had been redeemed, but who in practice still needed bloodshed in dealing with sin. Thus we read, quote, "According to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission." Chapter 9, verse 22. Of course, Christ has once and forever paid that price now. But at this great altar, we pause to carefully consider how awful sin must be.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.